Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. I have no idea what time it is when you're hearing this audio editorial because this is, well, it's the internet. This is radio on the internet. This is radio on Galganov.com where there's no CRTC, there's no FCC, there's just you and me the way radio really, really ought to be. By the way, if you're interested, the music that you hear playing is Twisted Sister. And that's the way I started and ended all of my radio shows in Montreal. And when the drum beat started, well, first of all, it sort of got me a little bit juiced up. Still does, actually. But it got the audience juiced up because they knew that, well, there's going to be one heck of an editorial or one heck of a radio show coming down. And I never, ever tried to disappoint anyone. So the way you hear me speaking today is exactly the way I used to do my radio shows. This went on for a couple of years, and it was pretty much the number one radio show on English language radio in Montreal. Thank you all, as you read in the editorial today, for the amount of money that we raised over the last day or so. It's extremely generous. And there were some enormous costs that I didn't think I would be able to cover through your support. But we did. We covered, I think, just about all the costs. All the money's not in yet, and all the costs aren't. Well, I don't know exactly how much each one's going to be. I have a good idea. And I think at the end of the month, we're going to walk away even, which is, to me, that's a huge victory. I'm also very pleased with Trump's speech that he had given yesterday. It was a fabulous speech, and as I wrote today, people like you and me, no problem. We understood everything he said. It was as clear as crystal to me, and I'm sure it was as clear as crystal to you. What he effectively said, I'll boil this down into literally one sentence, make America great again. That's exactly what he said. And he said how he's going to do it. And he doesn't have to go into the minutia because, frankly, who cares and what do we know? But what I do know is that he's going to crack down on all the people who are bad actors around the world. And he made it clear he's not going to coddle terrorists. He's not going to allow people into the country who are going to be a threat to the country and to the American people. He's going to make people they're going to have to pass tests that he called extreme to be able to get a green card in this country, which is fine. You know, maybe if the litmus test to become a landed American immigrant with a green card is that you have to prove beyond any shadow of a doubt that you're not going to do damage to the country, that you respect the United States of America, its customs, and its laws, well, who knows? Maybe Ann and I will get a green card, because if that's all it takes, well, you know, we can certainly prove our bona fides in that respect. I was very impressed with how he spoke. It was clear. It was concise. But then again, right after the speech, I made the effort to go to all the other media. I wanted to hear what they said. I wanted to see their reaction. And I wasn't disappointed because they were true to form. They had all kinds of reasons why it wasn't a great speech and what Trump didn't say and what he should have said and what he said that he shouldn't have said and how forcing people who come to the United States to literally swear an allegiance, he didn't say that, those are my words, but to swear an allegiance to the laws and to the Constitution of America is somehow wrong. It somehow goes across the grain of the U.S. Constitution. Well, that's not true. It's really not true at all. Basically, what Donald Trump is saying is, read the Constitution. It's not a huge book. It's actually a very small book. Read the Constitution. It's clear like hell. And if you can't abide by that Constitution and you think Sharia law surpasses the U.S. Constitution, well, stay home. We don't need you here. We don't want you here. Also, he made it very clear that people who are in the United States on visas or a visa, well, and they haven't been properly vetted, he wants to vet them. He wants to extreme vetting. He wants them to go through the same process. Anybody who wants to stay in the United States for an elongated period should have to pass. Now, Ann and I go to the States. We live in the States 6 months out of the year. We love it. You know, and given the choice, perhaps we would live in the States, you know, 12 months out of the year. However, I don't have a problem if Homeland Security wanted to vet Ann and myself more than they already have. We've got Nexus cards. We've gone right through it. I mean, we had interviews with officers of Homeland Security. We had to fill out all kinds of forms. We had to submit our fingerprints. We had to take eye scans. We had to do it all. We had to go through the RCMP to get our Nexus cards. We had no problems doing that. It's not like we want to surrender our privacy. It's we want to get green cards. We want to become most, we wanted to become most trusted travelers. And we did. And we worked at it. And we paid money for the privilege, by the way. And I'm really happy we did. So we knew that there was going to be a price. We knew that there's going to be some work. We knew that there's going to be a bit of a sacrifice. We knew that we're going to have to surrender some nominal personal stories and personal history. And, well, we didn't have to. We could have just kept our passports and continued to cross the border into the States using just our passports. But we thought that having the privilege to have a Nexus card so we can just show that card and go right across into the United States because we're already fully vetted was well worth the tiny little sacrifice that we had to make for it. So, anyways, the other thing that I really am very pleased with is that a lot of the jerks, especially the rhinos, are being outed. And that's really important to me. And the fact that all these people who've been saying, well, Trump's down in the polls, he's down 10% and 15%, he's down here, he's down there, people don't trust him, he's got the same trustworthy or untrustworthy factor as Hillary Clinton, well, they're all full of beans. They're all full of beans, and it's coming out now. And remember, we still have just under 3 months to go before the final vote, and she's not looking too good. She has no way in the world to go up. There's absolutely no way in the world she can rise in the polls. She's not going to be able to convince anyone that she's honest. She's not going to be able to convince anyone that she's competent. She's not going to be able to walk away from Benghazi and all the other stuff. But Donald Trump, let me tell you something. He's got everywhere to go up in the polls. And the people are starting to think. They're starting to listen. And, you know, enough people, if enough people do the kind of stuff that I'm doing, and there's plenty of us, and there's plenty of people on the media, not necessarily the mainstream media, but certainly talk radio, and some people like Sean Hannity on Fox News, for example, if there's enough people like us standing up and saying it like it is, without becoming cheerleaders for Trump, but just telling the truth, well, he's going to win. And I've said this literally from day one. He's going to win. I felt confident then, and I feel even more confident now. I'm Howard Galganov. This is Galganov.com. This is radio on Galganov.com, where there's no CRTC. There's no FCC. There's just you and me, the way radio really, really ought to be. And until the next broadcast, have a great, great day.